Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, my friends. 9:06 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Guess what? Hour number two of KMOX is at your service. And I'm mad at Maria Kina for telling us bad weather is coming in this weekend. So it's all.
It might be worse Monday or Tuesday, too.
Yeah, it might be worse Monday. Okay, so now I'm even more mad at you. So. So thanks, Maria Kina, for bringing us all the news. I have to tell you, my friends, bad weather on the way. Be nice to your car. You know I'm a car guy. Got to be nice to your car. Now is the time to make sure that all your lights are working on your car. Big pet peeve of mine. Make sure all your lights are working. We want to make sure that not only you can see, but we want to make sure that people can see you. And change those wiper blades. Come on, man. They only last 6 months. Change those wiper blades. It's the easiest thing you can do. Go down and have somebody get some wiper blades. Put them on your car. Don't forget to change the rear one, too. I'll step off my soapbox now. Hey, this is the KMOX, almost said KMOX Auto Show. No, it's KMOX is at your service. And my name is Greg Damon. And we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to bring in our good friend. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He's you hear him here on KMOX. I mean, they're on almost every day. John Hancock joins us here, political strategist. John, thanks for spending some of your Thursday evening with us.
My pleasure, Greg. That explains the streaks on my windshield, the wiper.
See, you're one of those guys.
I am.
Come by the shop tomorrow, and I'll put some wiper blades on for you.
You might be surprised.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good to me. Well, you know, John, I'm not a political guy. I don't really talk politics on the shows. I don't want to talk politics or religion with anybody and get anybody mad on any account. So, when I'm always curious or have some questions about politics, I always want to have you on, and that way you can be the bad guy and I won't have to.
Well, fire away, partner.
Well, I want to learn a little bit more about Donald Trump being off the ballot in Colorado and Maine. I mean, how can that be? He's never been convicted of anything, right? I thought only, if you were a felon, you can't run for president.
Yeah, so this is Article 3 of the 14th Amendment is what the legal argument is. Basically, if you're involved in an insurrection, you can't run for office. That's what the court in Colorado determined. The main court's not ruled on it yet. And, of course, the Supreme Court will have the ultimate authority. I don't expect that this is going to be an issue. I think Trump's name is going to remain on, if he's the nominee, is going to remain on the ballots.
Now, we're talking primary election first, I mean, obviously. Now I understand he has signatures to overturn that?
Well, they're going to go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court's going to determine if the ruling in Colorado is constitutional or not. I suspect that the Supreme Court's going to say that Article 3 of the 14th Amendment was narrowly drafted. But they've got a number of arguments. So they could say it was narrowly drafted to deal with the Civil War era. They could say that Donald Trump's not been convicted of participating in an insurrection, which is true. And in fact, he's not even been accused of it. The January 6th case in D.C. does not accuse him of insurrection. So I think the Supreme Court will rule, and I think it might even be 9-0, Greg, that Trump's name remains on the ballot.
Do you think that it just seems like there's such a big divide now between Republicans and Democrats, and it seems like all we do is blame each other for everybody's problems?
Yeah, it's gotten worse. And, you know, that we've always been a two-party country. But certainly the polarization's gotten a lot worse lately. And it didn't start with Donald Trump either. I mean, this has
Yes, it's been for a long, well, as long as I've been alive.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just you don't get rewarded for compromising anymore. And what happens in our political system, Greg, is that over 70% of the elected officials who are serving in the country win their seats effectively in a primary election, which means that they may have an opponent in the other party in November, but those races usually aren't very close. And so if you're able to win a primary with a pretty small, slice of the electorate, you get elected to office. And so what that has done is that we're nominating in primaries more and more candidates that are closer to the fringe of their party, and those people are now holding office.
Well, I certainly understand that. It just seems to me that it's just getting more and more kooky. Because it's, you know, everybody wants to blame everybody else. Instead of working for the people, what you're elected to do, compromise and get stuff done. I know we had talked previously about the government shutdown. One thing that just really irritates me, work for the people. Quit blaming somebody and get it done. I mean, you can't change the past. Let's move forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And, of course, we're in a situation now where you've got the Democrats control the Senate, the Republicans control the House, and the Democrats have the White House. And, that's a recipe for gridlock, and that's pretty much what we have. And the gridlock tends to get worse in election years, tends to be a little better in the odd-numbered years. But that's pretty much where we are right now.
Well, we're getting ready to ramp up for political season. Obviously, after the first year, it's going to be a bunch of political ads, and everybody's going to be talking bad about everybody else. What do you think? Some of the biggest issues we face. I mean, obviously, immigration, the war both in Ukraine and Israel. We just keep funding both of those, and the economy. I mean, people's got to be able to live better.
Well, I think the economy is going to be the top issue for most people. And we've come through, the pandemic with 40-year high inflation rates. Now, the inflation rate is coming down now, but the effects of inflation are still being felt by everybody. And the thing about inflation is, A, it's a tax on everybody because it's costing us all more to live than it did a couple years ago. And B, it's not an issue that politicians can hide because everybody feels it every time you go to the grocery store, every time you fill up. You feel the inflation and the effect it's having on your finances. So I think that's going to be the top of mind issue. But you're right about immigration. That's a very serious concern that's just not being addressed right now at all. And then, the conflicts in in Ukraine and Gaza will be big issues as well.
Yeah, it just seems like we just keep dumping more and more money into funding these wars. You know, I get we need to help our neighbors out, but I mean, at some point, you got to take care of the people here.
You do, but you know, I think what has gotten lost somewhat in the whole Ukraine debate is that you've got Russia invading a sovereign nation to take over territory in Europe. We've not had that really since World War II. And Putin's designs are to take Ukraine and then probably go into Moldova after that. And so the question becomes, that are we more prudent to fund Ukraine's resistance and allow them to defend themselves, or do we wait until it's inevitable that the United States gets drawn into the conflict? This is exactly what happened in World War II. When Hitler started invading Poland and other parts of Europe, the United States, there's a very strong sentiment in the United States to just, you know, stay out of it. That's over there. It's not over here. It doesn't affect us. And then, of course, we got bombed by Japan, and then we eventually got drawn into the European theater, and it was the United States' entry, finally, that ended World War II. You know, so I think you've got to look at these things. These global events are significant, and what we don't want to do, Greg, is send a bunch of American troops in over there. I'd rather see us fund. We've already, through the funding that the Ukraine army has received, they've decimated about 50% of the Russian army. That's globally significant and helpful for the United States.
No, agreed. So what do you think the number one topic is going to be, John?
I think it'll be the economy. Yep. And I wish, you know, Trump is talking about Biden and Biden is talking about Trump. Neither one of them are talking about the economy.
Right.
And you've got spending in this country that is so beyond anything we've ever seen before, and the amount of debt burden that is carried by our government is, as a percentage of the gross domestic product, it's higher than it's ever been before. Those are real issues, and eventually those issues come home to roost, and they affect people. They affect our ability to borrow money. You've seen what's happened to the interest rates if you're trying to buy a house or even a car, I suppose. None of that is good news for families that are trying to figure out how to make ends meet.
Nope, you're absolutely right. Well, John, I want to thank you so much for joining us on here and always giving us your great insights into the world of politics. I certainly am not one of those political strategists like yourself. So I always like getting the skinny from you, my friend.
I know politics like you know cars, and you know cars like I don't. So I'm grateful for you too, brother.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll come by for some wiper blades.
All right. Sounds good, Greg. Take care.
That's our good friend John Hancock. You hear him here on KMOX on Fridays. Actually, they'll be on tomorrow in the morning. So thanks to John Hancock for hanging out with us. We're going to change it up. We're going to shift a little bit, shift some gears here a little bit. We're going to talk some NHRA racing. Coming up, our good friend Elon Warner from Warner Communications is going to join us. More of KMOX is at your service.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Van Halen bringing you back here. KMOX is at your service tonight on a beautiful Thursday evening. And although Maria Kina told us it's gonna get kind of nasty this weekend and next week and maybe snow. And go buy your bread. Go buy your milk. Get it now. Hey, welcome back. KMOX is at your service. Greg Damon hanging out with you till 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to shift gears just a little bit and bring in our next guest. Let's do this. Joining us next here on KMOX is at your service, our good friend Elon Warner. He is the president of Warner Communications. Not only that, he handles PR for a number of NHRA teams as well as a Texas Motorplex. And most importantly, though, he's created the Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. It's like a fantasy NHRA bracket game. And thanks, Elon, for hanging out with us here on KMOX is at your service.
Greg, man, thanks so much for having me on. So I'm coming to you actually live from Houston, where one of my other side gigs is I work the college football national championship game. So I'm in town. I do the media operations for Playoff and Central. So we can double dip on motorsports and college football if you want.
You know, I didn't get my tickets.
Well, you know, come on down. I'm sure there'll be some on the secondary market. You know, there always are. And a man of your, you know everybody, Greg. I'm sure, you know, there's any number of automotive motorsports specialists that would love to host you and
yeah.
Sweet and bestow upon you, you know, adult beverages and snacks on Monday night.
Yeah, they'd be like, what's your name again? Who are you? Where are you from?
You all.
That's right.
Concerning.
Exactly. Well, let's. Last time we talked, we had one race left to go in the NHRA season. Turned out to be pretty darn good with Doug Coletta winning the top fuel, and then Matt Hagan with Funny Car with Robert Height just right on his tail.
Yeah, it was an amazing weekend in Pomona. Dream weekend for Doug Coletta after nearly 30 years to finally get that top fuel championship. We talked about how close that battle would be between him and Leah Pruitt and Justin Ashley and Mike Salinas. And there were three or four guys in the mix, but just to see it come down to the last run of the last race of the season at a place that had been heartbreak for him for so many years, to see him hold that world championship trophy was pretty special. And then in Funny Car, it was a bit anticlimactic in that second round when Bob Tasca lost, Matt Hagan lost, and then if Robert Height would have won that second round, he would have been the champ. But he smokes the tires, and basically Matt Hagan's standing at the finish line,
and, you know, wins the championship because everyone out in the same round. But it was, you know, amazing for him, for Tony Stewart Racing. I think the funny car class is probably going to be as competitive as ever this coming season. And I just really think just overall, you know, Erica winning another championship, Gage Herrera, you know, when is his dominance going to stop? Who knows? I mean, he could pick right back up at Gator Nationals and keep winning races as well. And, you know, it's amazing to see, you know, we've been doing some work for Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. We're updating the stats. So there's kind of some more nitty gritty information for people to make picks in 2024 when they're filling out their brackets. But Eddie Krawick, Gage Herrera's teammate, has been sitting on 49 wins for most of last year. And I'm doing the stats update and looking at Gage Herrera and Eddie's stats. Eddie lost his last four races in the final round to Gage Herrera.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and everyone is, you know, Gage Herrera had already locked up the championship going into the last race. They get to the final round of Pomona, and Gage Herrera was either going to win 11 national events, which is the most ever for a pro stock motorcycle guy, or Eddie Krawick was finally going to get 50th win, and it was Gage Herrera, that freight train just kept motoring down the track, and it's I think it fired up Eddie. You know, he doesn't want anything handed to him, but I think that intra-squad battle just amongst the Vance and Hines guys in Pro Stock Motorcycle is going to be something to see of who can Eddie get around, you know, his nemesis/teammate that's standing between him and, you know, monumental 50 Pro Stock Motorcycle wins.
Yeah, it will be amazing to see that. I want to talk about Erica Enders. Why don't they just hand her the trophy at the beginning of the season?
Well, she's won it every way now. She dominated in 2022. Last year, she struggled through the whole regular season pretty much. You know, got a win in Bristol and then kind of sorted some things out and then just caught fire in the countdown. It's still, even as hot as she got in the countdown, Greg Anderson was still had a shot. You know, now it would have taken a massive upset by Erica in the first round, but if Erica would have lost in the first round and Greg would have won the race, he'd have been champion. You know, so I think that battle's going to keep going. And then you look at the young drivers, and we touched on this last time we talked, the Dallas Glens, the Camry Carusos, you know, the Aaron Stanfields. That class is just riddled.
They're getting better and better.
Right. It's riddled with, you know, young talent. This is a class that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, they were thinking, is Pro Stock dead? And it's come back now, 20, 23 cars per race. You know, you got the Quadra family really investing in the category. The McGahays, I think they made some strides towards the end of last year. So that's, you know, just like in Top Fuel, there were 12 legitimate teams battling out every race, you know, for the championship. I think you're seeing 16 or 17 pro stock cars. You'll see nearly a dozen funny cars. And then in motorcycle, you've got the Vance and Hines guys. You've got Matt and Angie Smith. You've got, you know, Chris Bostic. I don't know if there's ever been a time when across the board there's been this many quality teams top to bottom.
Right, and there's not a big difference from the top to the bottom either.
No.
You know what I mean?
No,
I mean, everybody's within a shot.
Everyone's within, you know, less than a hundredth of a second, you know, a hundredth of a second, and you got reaction times. Guys, you know, in Top Fuel, Justin Ashley, Josh Hart, Sean Langdon, I mean, their reaction times are getting so close to pro stock level that now you're seeing races across the board decided by thousands of a second. And there are any number of times when in funny car, guys were running, you know, 388 or 389 and not getting lane choice. They were the ninth or tenth qualifier.
Crazy.
Because the funny cars are so quick. And you just, you know, you can't get away from the performance level, the crew chiefs, the level, even, you know, inside the box they're working in. The level of ingenuity is still out there in our sport to go quicker and faster. And I think that's something that gets overlooked sometimes is our sport. You know, you don't see huge performance jumps in other sports, but you do see that in drag racing, where the categories are getting quicker and faster every race, every year. And for the most part, in other sports, they're just kind of, you know, battling for position, and it's, you know, not, you're not seeing the huge performance jumps, I guess, right, is what I'm getting at.
Nope, exactly. Hey, Elon, I got to do some business. Hang with me a few minutes.
No problem.
All right,
for sure, of course.
Fantastic. We're visiting with Elon Werner. He is the president of Werner Communications, and we're talking a little NHRA racing. Stick around. More of the KMOX at your service. .936 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Matt Pajeski kicking out the jams tonight. Greg Damon hanging out with you till 10 o'clock. We're talking a little NHRA racing with our good friend Elon Werner from Werner Communications. And he does a bunch of the PR stuff for NHRA teams, also the Texas Motorplex. And again, thanks, Elon, for joining us here on the program.
Yeah, no, I'm excited, Greg. You know, it's the season's right around the corner. I think we're just about 65 days from the Gator Nationals. There, you know, there's even, you know, a couple specialty races even before that. Pro Superstar Shootout in Bradenton, Florida in February, and then a Pro Mod World Series event in Bradenton in March. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting year of racing, I think, across the board with a lot of really good cars. There's been some changes in the landscape as far as teams, but I think you're going to see the competition levels never been higher.
Okay, all right, hold it. Let's talk about the biggest news of all, okay?
Yes.
Tony Stewart behind a Top Fuel car.
Top Fuel.
Kicking out his wife. Kicking his wife out of the car and getting in the car.
Well, I think, you know, they want to start a family. And I think they're, you know, the weird thing about NHRA, and I guess I don't know if it's weird, but when you start the season, the points stay with the driver. So they didn't want to get a situation. They want to start a family. Remember talking about Tony Stewart and Leah Pruitt. And let's say you get five or six races into the season and you're fortunate enough to, you know, get pregnant, and then you have to do a driver swap. Well, you're, whoever you put in that car is starting six races behind everybody. They're starting from ground zero. So they made the decision to, you know, give Tony the chance to race Top Fuel. I think it's going to be amazing for the sport. You know, he's won at so many different levels, you know, NASCAR, IndyCar, you know, sprint cars, to just have his personality. I'm excited to see how he interacts with his fellow Top Fuel drivers. He loved Alcohol Dragster. He talked about that, kind of getting back to his roots a little bit. But I think we all know Tony is a very fiery personality. And I don't think he was really kind of feeling his way around Top Alcohol Dragster, was enjoying the competition with these young, up-and-coming drivers like himself. So I do think he probably kept himself in check, but I think in a Top Fuel Dragster racing against Doug Coletta and Sean Langdon and Justin Ashley and Josh Hart, Clay Milliken, I think if, you know, his personality will come through even more. And I'm looking forward to, you know, some new rivalries getting started. And just kind of seeing what he can do at this level. He's got a license. He's made some passes, but, you know, once you get behind the car in competition, it's a whole new animal.
Sure, absolutely. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, I always thought he was one of those drivers. It doesn't matter what kind of vehicle he gets into. He's got a chance to win anytime he straps himself in.
100%. I think it's going to be great to see the battle between Tony and Doug Coletta get reignited. I mean, they raced USAC cars together 30 years ago. And it's, you know, common knowledge that we talked about, touched on it last time I was on, that if Doug Coletta would have stayed in Circle Track racing, who knows what his trajectory would have been there. But to see Doug with the number one on the car, Tony Stewart's rookie year, just really in just the rookies coming up. You know, Tony, he's a rookie in NHRA. But you've got Travis Shoemake. You've got one of the Salinas daughters is stepping up to Top Fuel. You've got, you know, any number. Ida Zetterstrom coming over from Sweden. You know, it's going to be a who's who of new talent is with the established talent. So it's going to be exciting stuff.
Well, you know, we got to, in Las Vegas, we got to hang out together and go to the NHRA breakfast and see legend Don Prudhomme. I'll tell you, man, he's still the king.
He is, and it's he is so iconic, just so instrumental in the growth of the sport. You know, and we've recently lost some big names in the sport. Don Schumacher passing away, Roland Leong, Paula Murphy. These are all people that have had a huge impact, and we're so lucky to still have so many legends like Don Prudhomme, Shirley Muldowney, Don Garlett still with us. I relish every opportunity I get to talk to them and listen to them tell stories. And you just forget how impactful these guys were, and to have them around is still pretty awesome.
Nope. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the NHRA bracket bonanza.
Yes.
This is something that you created last year, and man, I tell you what, it's taken off.
Yeah, it was really exciting last year. It's a drag race bracket bonanza. Like every March, this college basketball tournament, you fill out your bracket, and then, you know, you just kind of compete against your friends. You know, we have that every weekend at an NHRA race. So I just kind of took it upon myself to create this website. It's free. And just see what kind of interest we could get as far as participation. And it surprised us. We had thousands of people playing by the end of the seven races. And a few from all over the world. We had people playing in the United Kingdom and Japan and Australia, because drag racing is a global sport. And now in this off season, we've been making the site even better as far as like a user interface. I think people, when they see it, we've blown away by how much better it looks. And we're also adding a ton of stats to just make it more, more pictures and more stats. So if you don't know anything about drag racing, you can get a little bit of information to make your picks, and we'll have tip sheets and things like that. But it's been interesting, like, you know, kind of adding these stats and kind of, you know, some of these guys. But one of the crazy things, I was updating Dale Worsham's stats, and Dale's one of the handful of people that's won a world championship in Top Fuel and Funny Car. But I didn't realize there was a time in the mid-90s when he was racing Top Fuel and Funny Car during the same season.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. He was bouncing back and forth. And there was a year and a half, Greg, when he raced Top Fuel and Funny Car at the same event.
Oh, my gosh.
They did not have a rule, which they now have because of Dell. You can't race in both Nitro categories anymore. Because he was racing both categories, and apparently one race he won, Top Fuel won first round, and he had an agreement with whoever he was racing. They were going to give him a ride back up to the starting line so he could race his Funny Car, and they forgot. And he had to get a ride with a fan up to the starting line to run his Funny Car, and then won again in Funny Car, and it just created just some logistic problems and some safety because you're trying to get strapped in and all this stuff. But so then I texted him. I was like, dude, I didn't even know you did this. And then we talked on the phone, and he was like, he goes, this is a weird stat, but in the Dallas race one year, he was racing both categories, and he red lit in both categories in the same race.
Oh, wow.
And so he said it always drove him crazy. He red lit in the first round on Top Fuel, and then red lit in the second round against John Force in Funny Car. So, I mean, he is an amazing driver, but that whole stat world of, you know, understanding and getting a better idea of how great these drivers are, I think is going to be an added element for people that are playing Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. It'll be free again. You can sign up anytime, but we'll really ramp it up after the first of the year. But we're also going to have you able to play every race. We'll have a countdown contest. We're also going to do some smaller, like the majors, you know, the Gator Nationals, Winter Nationals, U.S. Nationals, whoever gets the most points for those three races, or the Western Swing, or the 2-4 wide races. So we're gonna make it so you can go all season or a little short bursts, but it's a fun way to just kind of introduce some people to the sport have some fun, win some prizes, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. There is no doubt about that. And I guess we can add bookie now to your list of stuff, right?
Yeah, I think the fantasy sport, you know, I love that. We want to make it kid friendly, but yeah, you know, I think eventually our sport is ripe for fantasy sports, gaming. You know, if anything, DraftKings or, you know, FanDuel, something like that. I hope they take a look at drag racing, because it is kind of gives you that instantaneous pick 'em element. So I'm excited about, you know, the future of that. We know Fox is stepping up their game. We're going to have more races live on Fox this year, more hours of coverage. So I think so many things are moving in the right direction for NHRA. I really can't wait for the season to get started.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Elon, I only got a couple minutes here left, but I want to make sure everybody understands about the drag race bracket bonanza. Yes. Where can they go to get signed up? Now, again, it's free. Doesn't cost anything. You can go read all the stats and just make your picks. Have some fun with it. Where can they go?
Yeah. I would tell them it's dragracebracketbonanza.com is the website. It's under construction. It's being revamped right now, but follow us on social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. So you just search Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. Follow us on our social media. You'll get all the updates. It's kind of, you know, when you can sign up and everything like that. We'll also be able to update you via email and also SMS text notifications this year. So we're going to make it even easier for you to stay connected to the sport and all that stuff. But Greg, I can't thank you enough. Really appreciate you having me on and talking motorsports and everything you're doing. The automotive industry, I think, is just awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you're gonna be our correspondent all year long.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. 9:36 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Matt Pajeski kicking out the jams tonight. Greg Damon hanging out with you till 10 o'clock. We're talking a little NHRA racing with our good friend Elon Warner from Warner Communications. And he does a bunch of the PR stuff for NHRA teams, also the Texas Motorplex. And, again, thanks, Elon, for joining us here on the program.
Yeah, no, I'm excited, Greg. You know, it's the season's right around the corner. I think we're just about 65 days from the Gator Nationals. There, you know, there's even, you know, a couple specialty races even before that. Pro Superstar Shootout in Bradenton, Florida in February, and then a Pro Mod World Series event in Bradenton in March. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting year of racing, I think, across the board with a lot of really good cars. There's been some changes in the landscape as far as teams. But I think you're going to see the competition levels never been higher.
Okay. All right. Hold it. Let's talk about the biggest news of all. Okay?
Yes.
Tony Stewart behind a Top Fuel car.
Top Fuel.
Kicking out his wife. Kicking his wife out of the car and getting in the car.
Well, I think, you know, they want to start a family. And I think they're, you know, the weird thing about NHRA, and I guess I don't know if it's weird, but when you start the season, the points stay with the driver. So they didn't want to get a situation. They want to start a family. They were talking about Tony Stewart and Leah Pruitt. And let's say you get five or six races into the season and you're fortunate enough to, you know, get pregnant and then you have to do a driver swap. Well, you're whoever you put in that car is starting six races behind everybody. They're starting from ground zero. So they made the decision to, give Tony the chance to race Top Fuel. I think it's going to be amazing for the sport. He's won at so many different levels, you know, NASCAR, IndyCar, you know, sprint cars, to just have his personality. I'm excited to see how he interacts with his fellow Top Fuel drivers. He loved Alcohol Dragster. He talked about that kind of getting back to his roots a little bit, but I think we all know Tony is a very fiery personality, and I don't think he was really kind of feeling his way around Top Alcohol Dragster, was enjoying the competition with these young, up-and-coming drivers like himself. So I do think he probably kept himself in check, but I think in a Top Fuel Dragster racing against Doug Coletta and Sean Langdon and Justin Ashley and Josh Hart, Clay Milliken, I think if, you know, his personality will come through even more. And I'm looking forward to, you know, some new rivalries getting started and just kind of seeing what he can do at this level. He's got a license. He's made some passes, but, you know, once you get behind the car in competition, it's a whole new animal.
Sure. Absolutely. So, yeah. It's going to be, I always thought he was one of those drivers. It doesn't matter what kind of vehicle he gets into. He's got a chance to win anytime he straps himself in.
100%. I think it's going to be great to see the battle between Tony and Doug Coletta get reignited. I mean, they raced USAC cars together 30 years ago. And it's, you know, common knowledge that we talked about, touched on it last time I was on, that if Doug Coletta would have stayed in Circle Track Racing, who knows what his trajectory would have been there. But to see Doug with the number one on the car, Tony Stewart's rookie year, just really in just the rookies coming up, you know, Tony, he's a rookie in NHRA, but you've got Travis Shoemake. You've got one of the Salinas daughters is stepping up to Top Fuel. You've got, you know, any number, Ida Zetterstrom coming over from Sweden. You know, it's going to be a who's who of new talent is with the established talent. So it's going to be exciting stuff.
Well, you know, we got to, in Las Vegas, we got to hang out together and go to the NHRA breakfast and see legend Don Prudhomme. I'll tell you, man, he's still the king.
He is, and it's, he is so iconic, just so instrumental in the growth of the sport. You know, and we've recently lost some big names in the sport. Don Schumacher passing away, Roland Leon, Paula Murphy. These are all people that have had a huge impact, and we're so lucky to still have so many legends like Don Prudhomme, Shirley Muldowney, Don Garlett still with us. I relish every opportunity I get to talk to them and listen to them tell stories. And you just forget how impactful these guys were, and to have them around is still, it's still pretty awesome.
Nope. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the NHRA bracket bonanza.
Yes.
This is something that you created last year, and man, I'll tell you what, it's taken off.
Yeah, it was really exciting last year. It's a drag race bracket bonanza. Like every March, this college basketball tournament, you fill out your bracket, and then, you know, you just kind of compete against your friends. You know, we have that every weekend at an NHRA race. So I just kind of took it upon myself to create this website. It's free. And just see what kind of interest we could get as far as participation. And it surprised us. We had thousands of people playing by the end of the seven races. And a few from all over the world. We had people playing in the United Kingdom and Japan and Australia, because drag racing is a global sport. And now in this off season, we've been making the site even better as far as like a user interface. I think people, when they see it, we've blown away by how much better it looks. And we're also adding a ton of stats to just make it more, more pictures and more stats. So if you don't know anything about drag racing, you can get a little bit of information to make your picks, and we'll have tip sheets and things like that. But it's been interesting, like, you know, kind of adding these stats and kind of, you know, some of these guys. But one of the crazy things, I was updating Dale Worsham's stats, and Dale's one of the handful of people that's won a world championship in Top Fuel and Funny Car. But I didn't realize there was a time in the mid-90s when he was racing Top Fuel and Funny Car during the same season.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. He was bouncing back and forth. And there was a year and a half, Greg, when he raced Top Fuel and Funny Car at the same event.
Oh, my gosh.
They did not have a rule, which they now have because of Dell. You can't race in both Nitro categories anymore, because he was racing both categories. And apparently one race he won, Top Fuel won first round, and he had an agreement with whoever he was racing. They were going to give him a ride back up to the starting line so he could race his Funny Car, and they forgot. And he had to get a ride with a fan up to the starting line to run his Funny Car, and then won again in Funny Car. And it just created just some logistic problems and some safety, because you're trying to get strapped in and all this stuff. But so then I texted him. I was like, dude, I didn't even know you did this. And then we talked on the phone, and he was like, he goes, this is a weird stat, but in the Dallas race one year, he was racing both categories, and he red lit in both categories in the same race.
Oh, wow.
And so he said it always drove him crazy. He red lit in the first round on Top Fuel, and then red lit in the second round against John Force in Funny Car. So, I mean, he is an amazing driver, but that whole stat world of, you know, understanding and getting a better idea of how great these drivers are, I think is going to be an added element for people that are playing Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. It'll be free again. You can sign up anytime, but we'll really ramp it up after the first of the year. But we're also going to have you able to play every race. We'll have a countdown contest. We're also going to do some smaller, like the majors, you know, the Gator Nationals, Winter Nationals, U.S. Nationals, whoever gets the most points for those three races, or the Western Swing, or the 2 4-wide races. So we're gonna make it so you can go all season or a little short bursts, but it's a fun way to just kind of introduce some people to the sport, have some fun, win some prizes, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. There is no doubt about that. And I guess we can add bookie now to your list of stuff, right?
Yeah, I think the fantasy sport, you know, I love that. We want to make it kid friendly, but yeah, you know, I think eventually our sport is ripe for fantasy sports, gaming. You know, if anything, DraftKings or, you know, FanDuel, something like that. I hope they take a look at drag racing, because it is kind of gives you that instantaneous pick 'em element. So I'm excited about, you know, the future of that. We know Fox is stepping up their game. We're going to have more races live on Fox this year, more hours of coverage. So I think so many things are moving in the right direction for NHRA. I really can't wait for the season to get started.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Elon, I only got a couple minutes here left, but I want to make sure everybody understands about the drag race bracket bonanza. Yes. Where can they go to get signed up? Now, again, it's free. Doesn't cost anything. You can go read all the stats and just make your picks. Have some fun with it. Where can they go?
Yeah. I would tell them it's dragracebracketbonanza.com is the website. It's under construction. It's being revamped right now, but follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. So you just search Drag Race Bracket Bonanza, follow us on our social media. You'll get all the updates as kind of, you know, when you can sign up and everything like that. We'll also be able to update you via email and also SMX text notifications this year. So we're going to make it even easier for you to stay connected to the sport and all that stuff. But, Greg, I can't thank you enough. Really appreciate you having me on and talking motorsports and everything you're doing. The automotive industry, I think, is just awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you're gonna be our correspondent all year long. So we're gonna
Anytime you want me to check in, I'm happy to do it.
So, and I'm hoping to make it out to Vegas this year. So we'll see.
Oh, that'd be awesome. And then we'll, of course, see you in St. Louis. So you know, St. Louis is an amazing facility for us. It's a countdown race. They got so many things going on. It'll be good stuff. But yeah, we get started in Gainesville in the middle of March, and it'll be just going full bore from there.
All right. So anybody wants information about Werner Communications, where can they go for that?
They can get everything they want really by following me on social media. I don't have a website, but just so you can follow Elon Werner, just kind of basically ELONWER on Instagram or Facebook, and then it'll keep you updated on all our teams and all our clients and everything like that.
All right. Well, fantastic, Elon. Thanks so much for joining us on the program, and we'll talk real soon.
I appreciate it, Greg. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you so much. So that's our good friend Elon Werner from Werner Communications, my friend, talking a little NHRA racing. We're going to take a quick break, but I'm going to tell you what. We got some live music coming up next. Our crack producer, Matt Pajessi, is going to come in and play a little guitar. Stick around. This is KMOX is at your service. .953 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is at your service. Greg Damon hanging out with you till top of the hour. And then we got some other stuff going on. We're going to have a little live music here. Our superstar crack producer, Matt Pajeski. Matt, first of all, thanks for bringing your guitar in. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having me on, Greg.
So this all started by on Facebook. We're Facebook friends, and you did a little Christmas music on the guitar, and I'm like, I didn't know you play guitar. You're pretty good at it. Like
Thank you.
I thought, hey, let's have you come on and do a little live music. Love live music, so I'm just going to turn it over to you, and you just kick out the jams, man.
Sure. Well, I brought in my classical guitar today. It's those who know acoustic guitars, it's different than your normal acoustic guitar. It doesn't have steel strings, so it doesn't have that kind of brash, metallic-y sound. It's a little bit softer and really focused more on finger-picking on these sort of guitars. So I've come to love the classical guitar, and I play a lot of finger-picking style songs on this guitar, so I figured I'd bring in one of those songs today. Not my song. This is a song from Genesis in, like, the early 70s, back when they were, like, prog rock monsters, and they weren't cranking out the hits yet. But this song is called Horizons.
Back when Peter Gabriel was still with the band.
Peter Gabriel was still in the band, and the song was written by their guitarist, Steve Hackett, so I will play that for you now.
Thank you.
smooth, silky sounds of Matt Pajeski. So, hey, that's pretty awesome, man.
Thank you very much.
Did you? We only got about 30 seconds left, but did you take lessons, or how did you get into
it? You know, I took lessons for a little bit. They teach you the boring stuff, like how to read music, the stuff that's actually important to you. And I did that for a couple of years, and I kind of just fell out of love with the lessons. But you can teach yourself a whole lot online, and that's kind of what I've been doing up until now.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you coming
Thanks,
in, folks.
Greg.
That's going to wrap up the show. Be nice to each other out there. We'll see you next time. .953 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is at your service. Greg Damon hanging out with you till top of the hour. And then we got some other stuff going on. We're going to have a little live music here. Our superstar crack producer, Matt Pajeski. Matt, first of all, thanks for bringing your guitar in. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having me on, Greg.
So this all started by on Facebook. We're Facebook friends, and you did a little Christmas music on the guitar, and I'm like, I didn't know you play guitar. You're pretty good at it. Like that.
Thank
so
you.
I thought, hey, let's have you come on and do a little live music. Love live music, so I'm just going to turn it over to you, and you just kick out the
All
jams,
right.
man.
Sure. Well, I brought in my classical guitar today. It's for those who know acoustic guitars, it's different than your normal acoustic guitar. It doesn't have steel strings, so it doesn't have that kind of brash, metallic-y sound. It's a little bit softer and really focused more on finger picking. On these sort of guitars. So I've come to love the classical guitar, and I play a lot of finger-picking style songs on that, on this guitar, so I figured I'd bring one of those songs today. Not my song. This is a song from Genesis in, like, the early 70s, back when they were, like, prog rock monsters, and they weren't cranking out the hits yet. But this song is called Horizons.
Back when Peter Gabriel was still in the
band. Peter Gabriel was still in the band, and the song was written by their guitarist, Steve Hackett, so I will play that for you now.
Smooth, silky sounds of Matt Pajeski. So, hey, that's pretty awesome, man.
Thank you very much.
Did you? We only got about 30 seconds left, but did you take lessons, or how did you get into it?
You know, I took lessons for a little bit. They teach you the boring stuff, like how to read music, the stuff that's actually important to you. And I did that for a couple of years, and I kind of just fell out of love with the lessons. But you can teach yourself a whole lot online, and that's kind of what I've been doing up until now.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you coming
Thanks,
in,
Greg.
Folks. That's going to wrap up the show. Be nice to each other out there. We'll see you next time.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.